Right? And this is a true story. It really happened. And it's called the Nativity Story. So you might see the picture up on the screen as well or in your coloring book. But I want to tell you the story of a young woman who lived long, long ago. Yes? The movie, like this, yes, there's lots of movies about it too. So this was a couple thousand years ago. You're right, Lennox. So a couple thousand years ago, in a land that is quite a ways away from here, there lived a young woman named Mary. And she lived in a very little village called Nazareth with her family and friends around her. And she was engaged to a man named, anybody know his name? Joseph. Named Joseph. Now, one day or night, what do you think it was day or night, an angel came? Yes? That's right. An angel came. Do you know what angels look like? Do you? They're bright, glowing. Look like stars with wings. That's an interesting, yeah, that's a kind of a good description. That's exactly right. No one knows what an angel looks like. Somebody painted wings on an angel at one point in time when we think they have wings, but the Bible doesn't tell us angels have wings, but they do glow. And they scare everybody they see. Did you know that? Every time an angel showed up, they said, don't be afraid, because people are a little afraid of them. So an angel showed up to say to Mary, don't be afraid, Mary, because you are a favored one of God, and God loves you very much, and you are going to have a child, and you'll call him Jesus, and he will be the Son of God. Yeah?
The angels were all blue.
Angels were all blue, too. We don't know. Maybe they were. We don't know what angels look like.
White.
White. We think blue or white or bright or shiny. Yeah. And his name was Gabriel, right? So Gabriel shows up. There are no female angels, by the way, in the Bible. So I don't know what that's about. But there's all male angels. And this one was Gabriel. And Gabriel shows up. Oh, somebody's already got this colored. And says, you're going to have a baby, and you're going to call him Jesus. So, when it was time for her, very close to the time for her to have a baby, she and her fiancé, Joseph, went to the town of Bethlehem. Now, Bethlehem was a long way away. Where were any of you born? Where? I forget. Where were you born?
I was born in Calgary.
Calgary.
High River.
Calgary.
Calgary.
Calgary. Calgary. Calgary. Calgary. Calgary. So, Mary and Joseph had to walk to Bethlehem, which took a week to get there. A week. Either walk or go by donkey or in a wagon. And when they got there, and they wanted to stay there, and Mary was ready to have her baby, there was no place for them to stay. So they went to a stable, or maybe a shed, or maybe a cave. All we know is that it was a place where there was a manger. Do you know what a manger is? Yes, a place where the animals eat out of the manger. You watch the movie about this, yes. So the baby with Jesus is born and they put him in a manger, which is what cows eat out of. And they wrapped him in a cloth. And there he was. At the same time, you'll see in your coloring book, there were shepherds who were looking after sheep out in the field. And all of a sudden, more angels showed up. Blue and bright and white and all kinds of angels just show up in the night sky, and they say, once again, don't be afraid. Because tonight in Bethlehem has been born a baby Jesus, and he will save you from your sins. And so they decided after the angels left and sang a song to them that they were going to go and see this baby. So off they went. And they found the baby Jesus and his mother and father in the shed with the animals watching over Jesus. And they knelt down and it says they worshipped him. Now, a long ways away were some other folks coming to see him as well. Who are they? Who are they? The wise men or the magi. They followed the star to Bethlehem. Now, they got there a lot later.
Yeah, 3 weeks after.
3 weeks after? Maybe 3 weeks after. It might even been up to 2 years later that they came to see Jesus. How many of them were there?
Three.
Three?
No.
Three, I hear it there. We actually don't know how many there were. There could have been 30. All we know is that they brought three gifts, and that's why people think there are three of them. Yeah. Three gifts, and we hear that they were gold and frankincense and myrrh.
I gave that to Mary.
You gave that to Mary. In the play, yes, that's right. And so they brought their gifts and presented them to the little boy, Jesus. And they knelt down, and it says they worshipped him. And that is the nativity story, but that's not the end of the story. For Jesus grew up, and he calls everybody to him. Children and adults and everybody come to Jesus. He invites us all to come to him because he loves all of us. And he said all of us are special. And he taught us how to be loved in the world and to love all people. And that was why he came to earth, to show us how to love. And that is the story of Jesus' birth we call the Nativity story.